All right, hey, what's going on, guys? We're back here for part two of our episode three. Pickles laughing his ass off for some
fucking
reason.
What's going on, you little cucks? How are you tonight? Welcome to part two. This is where we talk about funny shit in sports.
He's being an asshole already, but I love it. I love being in his asshole. Wait, what? Okay.
Give my asshole anytime you want, baby.
So we're talking with sports. We were able to get our sports expert, specifically NBA expert. TJ's on the phone with us. Hopefully you guys can hear him well. Say what's up, TJ.
What's up, guys? How are you guys?
No one really actually gives a shit how they're doing, but, you know, whatever. As long as they listen, that's the important part.
Listen longer.
Hey, we can't steal campaigns here. We're going to get sued.
Trump can, why can't we?
Hey, fuck you. Build the fence.
I will build that chicken wire fence.
Hey, TJ's closer to the fence than we are, so. Are you building the fence?
Not yet, but I have the blueprint set up.
Oh, that's going to be one.
How many miles of chicken wire fence do you have planned for this fence?
I got to talk to Trump first about
that. So, like, are you guys going to start out with, like, a layer on top of the fence at the White House and then work your way around the borders?
I mean, if I told you, then everyone would know.
See, he's right. He's got to talk to Trump. And TJ is like, he's so tall, you know, and Trump has such small hands that he's both his right and left hand man. Oh, shit. Okay, so, in the NBA. In the NBA, Boston is up over Cleveland one game. Golden State is
two
up
games.
Over two games they played tonight.
Yes.
Boston's up 2-0.
Yes.
What was it the other night? They beat them like 100-something to 80-something, right?
Yeah, it was a blowout.
What was it tonight?
I wanted to say it was 107 to 90-something.
So still not great for the Cavs, huh?
No, well, LeBron had a 42-point triple-double tonight.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they put Tristan Thompson in the lineup and took Kyle Korver out of the starting lineup. Which that put Marcus Morris on Kevin Love and Al Horford on Tristan Thompson. So it made the matchup for LeBron better. He shot 5 for 11 from 3 tonight, so he shot too many threes. Granted, he had 42 points. I think he needs to be more aggressive, though, driving the basketball, because he's not a shooter.
Yeah. Is it that he shot too many threes or didn't make enough of them?
I mean, he made 5 of 11, so he made 5 of them.
Yeah, but if he had made 10 of 11, would you be like, oh, he's shooting too many threes?
Yeah. if he makes 10 of them, though, you can't really say much. His percentages aren't that great from 3, though. He really does need to drive the basketball more and try to be a little more aggressive that way.
He's a paint man. He likes to get down and dirty in the hole.
Exactly.
As do I.
J.R. Smith, he shot, 0 for 7 from the field tonight. He didn't make one shot. He shot 0 from 4 from 3. They need more out of him.
What is this I hear about people screaming, fuck you, to J.R. Smith?
I have no idea.
Recently, it's just been to LeBron.
I've been seeing everywhere that people are screaming fuck you to J.R. Smith, so.
I know tonight LeBron left with, he got a shoulder to the face or something like that, and they were screaming at him, chanting, you know, cheering for him to leave, but that's what Boston does, so.
Yeah. Okay, but what's Boston's coach's name again?
Brad Stevens.
Brad Stevens, dude. We were talking about this the other night. How did this guy not get Coach of the Year?
I don't know. I also don't know how you fire the Coach of the Year, but
probably because he got swept. that was hilarious. What did they named him? They named him Coach of the Year, and then like 2 days later he was fired. That was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know how Brad Stevens ended winning. I mean, you got to think he lost Kyrie and he lost Gordon Hayward.
I mean, yeah, you're down your best players, and now you're in the you're in the conference finals and you're up 2-0.
Yep. I think the Celtics are a way better team. I think that I'm not going to count the Cavs out yet, but if they do lose one at home coming up in these next two games, I think it's over.
Yeah, you think?
I mean, LeBron's came back down 3-1 before, but he also had Kyrie back then.
Golden State.
And when you have a player like Kyrie, they have to prepare for it, and that's the difference maker.
Yeah.
It's not even if he's performing, it's they have to prepare for him. And that opens so many other things up, and LeBron doesn't have that.
Yeah. Okay, so Houston and Golden State just played one game, right? They'll end up playing,
today.
Yeah, tomorrow, today, whatever. That game wasn't as close as I thought it was going to be. We were watching a little bit of it last night, and I told Tyler, I told Pickle that I fucked up. Oh, well. I was like, I think overall, Golden State is maybe not necessarily the better team, but they have the guys. But Houston is a massive rally team. Like, at one point, they were down like 13 points and then came back to being down like 2 points. And then it would happen again and again, But.
Right.
Until like the last like 2 minutes of the fourth when they just kind of gave up.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I actually have Golden State winning that in six.
You think?
It's hard because Houston, they shoot enough threes to where they're hoping if they can shoot 50 threes in a game, if they can hit 20 of them, that puts them in a good position.
I don't like that game plan.
I don't either, but I mean, they can the hell out of the three. The biggest problem I see with Houston is Harden is great and Chris Paul is great. I think Harden had like 40 points actually in their loss. But they play ISO ball, which that'll work throughout the game. But when it comes to the fourth quarter and palms get sweaty, it didn't work for them.
Yeah. Your knees get weak too.
Stop it.
Yes. So I think they need to do some pick and roll. They need to have more set plays. If they can move the ball and move their guys around, they have a shot of beating Golden State. But if you look at Golden State, the only person that really puts the ball on the floor is KD and Steph.
Yeah.
Everyone else is, getting open, doing backdoor cuts, setting picks. It's not just they're standing there waiting for a three.
Right.
And, they're making Houston work for their defensive stops, unlike Houston's doing to Golden State.
Yeah. And
Golden State's letting them play ISO.
Yeah. And that's another good point, too. I feel like for Golden State, you constantly hear about KD and Steph. You don't really hear about, Draymond or Klay or whatever, unless they're hitting those threes or making points. You don't hear about all the other stuff that they're doing. Unless, Draymond is, kicking guys in the nuts, but you hear about that. But
yeah, Draymond, Steph, as much as I dislike Steph, he really brings their offense together full circle.
Yeah.
He spaces them out. He just spaces the floor so much. Now Draymond's really the heart of the team.
Yeah.
He does so much for them. It doesn't show up in the box scores, but like just hustle plays and energy.
And I think him and KD, and maybe even more Draymond, but him and KD are the best athletes on that team.
Yeah. By far.
Steph can shoot, he can even take it to the hole and whatnot. We've seen Steph play defense. It's gotten a little better, but it's still not
great.
Yeah. But, like, if you were to split up those four guys, obviously Steph and KD would still be the stars that they are. But if Klay went to his own team and Draymond went to his own team, both of them would be massive stars, I think.
More
so Draymond than Klay, but
I think Klay plays it. He's an elite defender. He can. I think if catch and shoot, I think he's better shooting threes than Steph.
Yeah.
I think Steph's a better on the ball shooter. You know, handle the ball and shooting. But Clay, the biggest thing with him is he doesn't really get his own shot, and neither really does Draymond. But I think Draymond would be not as dominant as Anthony Davis, but more so like him, where he affects the game in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Clay's just basically on another team. Clay can score, but he's not going to be able to score every single night, kind of like KD can or LeBron or, you know.
Yeah.
So.
And like you were saying, I think out of all of this, I think we all think that Harden and CP are the best duo by far. I mean, if Kyrie was still playing for the Cavs, you'd have a head-to-head battle there. But you're talking about how LeBron doesn't have the guy to open up his game anymore.
Right.
Houston, we know, has always been a good team. Harden has always been a phenomenal player. I mean, how he ever got Defensive Player of the Year, I don't know, but...
I have no idea.
Yeah, on offense, he's great. Obviously, he's not the offensive player that LeBron is, but... Like I was saying the other night, CP showing up is really, he's been able to open up his game. And that's not saying that that's all CP does, because he still drops the fucking points.
Yes.
But I feel like the supporting cast, I don't even know any of their names, because I feel like it's just those two out there, you know?
Yeah, they're definitely a three-point shooting team. And I will say, it's going to be interesting to see how their game plans progress, because, like I said, if Houston does a little bit of pick and roll, moves the ball around, they have a good shot. But if you watched closely, Golden State, when they were playing ISO, Golden State didn't bring any help, really, ever. They stuck with their men, because they'd rather have James Harden take a three with a hand in his face, or two, rather than have them kick it out for a three.
Yeah.
So, if they keep trying to play ISO, that's what's going to happen, and they're going to lose.
So, do you think Boston takes the conference?
Oh man,
Boston takes the West, and Golden State takes the East, or what?
I think Boston. I'm going to say yeah. I think Cleveland might win this next. It just depends. You see if.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had that backwards. Boston takes the East and Golden State takes the West. Directions are hard.
I went to
a small town school. Okay, people, don't give me shit. Okay, we're dumb.
They're more focused on how to grow corn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Boston will end up taking it. LeBron, really, if you watched the game, I'm sure you'll see highlights later. He scored, I think, 20 points in the first half. He was lighting it up from three, which he usually doesn't do. But they were up by, I think, 10 points at one point.
Yeah.
And he became a little passive trying to get his teammates involved. Really, when Boston starts coming back, he needs to keep scoring again. Because when he's aggressive, that's when Cleveland's ahead. But he's going to have games like he did against Indiana, where he's scoring 48 points, 45 points to beat Boston. And I don't see that happening.
I think if Boston was still up with Kyrie and what's his name, I don't think it would even be a contest.
No, it would be a sweep.
But, I mean, it's a little more interesting this way. But yeah. I think it could also cause problems if they do make it to the championship. But
oh yeah, well I'm gonna tell you this too. I believe this series really depends on what LeBron's doing. I think if no one thinks he's gonna stay in Cleveland, I wouldn't mind seeing it. I heard that he's thinking about going to the Lakers or Miami even. But the two biggest possible destinations for him, which I think if the Celtics sweep him or win in five, I think he'll go out to Houston.
If he goes to Houston, do you think Harden stays for more than one season?
I think he will. I think LeBron will make them better in a sense of not really the isolation. It would be interesting to see how that would work out, but I think if the Cavs can get Boston to a game six or a game seven of this series,
yeah,
even if they lose, I think he's going to Philly.
Maybe.
Now that's a stretch because he's still going to have to deal with Kyrie and Gordon Hayward when they come back, and that's not going to be easy.
But I think
if he can get to a game six or seven with this Cavs team against the supporting cast really of Boston, then I think he'll stay in the East because that's easier than dealing with Golden State still. I'd rather have Golden State or Houston knock one of the other out.
Yeah.
And be in the weaker conference, but
I wouldn't mind seeing Braun and Ben Simmons play together. I think that would be awesome.
I think it would. I was hearing that if that does happen, Ben Simmons is kind of like LeBron when LeBron came in. Ben Simmons can't really shoot the basketball very well. And that actually would create LeBron to be an off ball. He wouldn't really be handling the ball as much.
Yeah.
Because Ben Simmons is a playmaker for his teammates, just like LeBron is. And that would conserve his energy to where he can defend more and do other things.
But what we were talking about the other night that I thought was concerning is we've seen Harden leave other great players, in Russ and KD because he's a control freak. You know, he wants the team to be his.
Right.
I think if LeBron goes to Houston and those three play well, that's, you know, like I was saying, that's championships until LeBron retires. But if Harden wants to leave, because if LeBron steps onto that team, dude, it doesn't matter who you are, you're gonna lose
LeBron's
control.
The best player.
Yeah, you're gonna lose control. Everyone's gonna look to him as the guy saying he's the playmaker. He's gonna make things happen. People are gonna follow his footsteps.
Well, I think Harden would actually be okay with it. If you look back on really when he was with the Thunder with KD and Russ, Harden never wanted to leave the Thunder. He got traded because the Thunder knew they couldn't afford to keep all of them, and they wanted to keep KD and Russ, which when you look on it now, you should have probably gotten rid of Westbrook, but that's besides the point.
Get rid of the ball hog. The most talented of the three, but the biggest ball hog.
Exactly. I think they would have been better off with Harden and KD, honestly. In the sense of, yes, Westbrook is a better defender than KD, but at the same time, he's out of control. Like, his shooting, he's just out of control. He can really win you a game, or he can really lose you a game. It's not really in between.
Yeah.
So, do you think that CP is a clutch player?
Yeah. Well, it depends on what your definition of clutch is.
In the regular season when he was playing against the Pelicans and the Miami. He was a clutch player then, but recently he hasn't been pulling clutch lately. He's mostly been relying on Harden.
Harden. That's the thing about Houston, though. Really, when it comes down to the crunch time where you need a bucket, you can really count on Chris Paul's done it his whole career. And Harden, he's, you know, one of the best two, three scorers in the league. So, I mean, he can be. Me personally, I would want Harden taking the shot. But on the subject of clutch, it just depends. He's good on defense too. Don't forget that.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people think clutch is just the last second shot. If you look at LeBron's career, LeBron's the clutchest player in the NBA right now. Really. he'll get game-winning blocks. He'll get steals in the last minute or so. You know, he does a lot, too. So clutch really isn't just about hitting the big shots. It's about other things as well. But I think Chris Paul, he comes through big time when it's on the line the most.
You think during the championship he's going to come in clutch over Golden State?
In the
Chris Paul?
In the conference finals.
If they're close enough into the game, yeah. Come the fourth quarter, like I said, if they can move the ball and, you know, shoot threes like they want to, then they might be close enough to Golden State in the fourth where Harden and Chris Paul can take over. But, I mean, in their last game, they were playing all that isolation basketball. They didn't really shoot great from three last game, and that really led out to Golden State's transition. That's the biggest key to that game was Golden State were hitting threes in transition and scoring in transition.
Yeah, it was. Go on.
You can't do that against Golden State.
Yeah, I was. While I was watching the Golden State Houston game last night. Or night before last, whenever it was.
It was last night we were watching it.
Technically, yeah. I was watching it, and what I've noticed most is that on the outside corner threes, Houston hasn't really been defending Klay Thompson and Curry that much. They were just leaving them wide open, and they were just sinking them from three all night.
Yeah, and that's that's the thing. I don't know why they would leave like that wide open.
I was trying to figure out where
the
Houston
two best
defense
three-point
was.
Shooters in the league.
Well, like we were saying, I think the problem is Houston really is only a four-man defense. Harden has always been a fucking turnstile door on defense.
Yeah, I've noticed that Harden, whenever it got down to defense, he'd always stay up at the key. Just waiting for the breakaways.
Does. Yeah.
Well, and honestly, the Rockets have a similar problem to what Cleveland has on defense. Like tonight with Boston and Cleveland, Boston just played with way more energy. They were more hungry. Cleveland, I mean, when someone has an open three, Cleveland just stands there. A lot of times LeBron, they just stand there and watch him shoot it. If you look at Boston's defense and Golden State, when someone gets an open three, they're still running out to close out to him. They're still making the effort. And that's a big difference.
Yeah.
Houston, they don't play with that effort as well, just like Cleveland. And it just, when you give Klay Thompson or Steph Curry a wide open three without a hand coming or anything, 9 times out of 10, they're probably going to knock it down.
All right. So, you said you're calling Golden State in 6. Who do you think in the East?
Gosh. I'm going to say, let's see, it's up 2-0. I'm going to go ahead and take Boston in, I'm going to say 5.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah,
I think LeBron might get one.
Steal one in Cleveland.
Yeah.
Maybe not this game, but the next game. And I could see the Cavs maybe winning in Boston for the following game. But I don't see... I think that what's going to happen is I think Boston is going to either win or lose this next game. You know, they're going to flip. They're going to win one and lose one.
Yeah.
And I can see Cleveland going into Boston at that point, winning another to make it 3-2. And then I see Boston and in Cleveland.
I would believe Boston winning in Cleveland, LeBron losing his mind over that and taking one in Boston, and then Boston coming back with revenge again to end it in 5.
That's what I'm thinking. And LeBron, for that to happen, though, LeBron has to have a great game.
Yeah. He's got to have that 40-plus point game.
Yeah.
All right, so one thing I was thinking about, we were talking about clutch. Now, just clutch in the sense of you're down by two. You want a three-pointer to win it. Any player of all time, because you know all over social media this is always an argument. I know who I want taking that shot. Who do you want taking that shot? My player actually played for Boston when he was in the league.
Ray Allen?
No. Is that who you want?
No. You say shooting a down by two, shooting any shot, or it has to be a three?
Preferably a three.
I mean, I'm going to have to say Steph Curry. I'd say Steph Curry or Kevin Durant, really.
Any player of all time, really?
Yep.
You're not going to take my man Larry Bird?
No. You see, Larry Bird's a beast at shooting threes, but he's not one that Steph... With Steph, he has better ball handling, obviously. He can create more space, and he's the best, really, three-point shooter of all time. Before it's all said and done with, he will be. And then KD, I would take KD over Larry Bird as well, only because KD's about, 6'11", 7 feet tall almost. And when he extends to shoot his shot, I mean, his hand's probably... almost 8 feet in the air at that point. You're not going to block his shot.
Right.
So he's going to shoot over whoever he's shooting. You know, he's shooting over Anthony Davis in the, the conference semis.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's hard to bet against either one of them, really.
So what we're basically asking is, who's a better shooter under pressure, under that much pressure?
Well, I think he's saying KD.
I mean, if you're down for the buzzer shot and you're down by two and you're going for a three, that's a lot of pressure on you.
If I'm going for a three, I'm going with Curry, just because he's a better pure three-point shooter. If we're talking about any shot, two-point or three-point, I'm taking KD, though, because most of the time KD's going to get the job done before Curry. But if it's, let's say if it's a three-point and you have to hit the three-point to tie the game, I'm taking Curry. Because you know that they're shooting a three. With KD, if you just need 2 points to tie or a three to win, he can do either or, and you're not going to know which one.
Yeah. And I hate when that argument comes up and people always say LeBron or Michael. And it's like, yeah, those two are the greatest players of all time. We're not going to get into who's better, you know, Michael. But... neither one of those guys was three-point men. They're danger in the paint, you know.
Right.
I mean, they could play from anywhere, but, you know, as...
They can dunk from the free throw line.
But as equally, I don't think MJ was that much of a three-point man either. Like you were saying earlier, LeBron's not really a three-point man.
Now, it's a different conversation if you're asking... Whose hands do I want the ball in at the end of the game?
I want Michael.
It's going to be between three players, to me. It's going to be, well, I guess you could say Allen Iverson, but we'll exclude him. I'm going to pick between Jordan, Kobe, and LeBron. Jordan and Kobe, they play similar.
Yeah.
You know, they got that killer instinct. LeBron, he's going to make the right basketball play, whether that's taking the shot, driving it, or passing it to someone wide open. So that's a different debate.
Yeah, because we know Jordan was, you know, most undoubtedly the most arrogant player of all time. If he had the ball and he needed to get the job done, he was going to do it his goddamn self.
Yeah, well, and even Larry Bird, though. Larry Bird's crazy, man. When he was playing, he would get bored with the game. He would sit there and he told the other team, I think he was a left-handed. He shot the whole game right-handed, and he still scored like 30 points. There was one time it was a game winner. He told the opposite player. He said, "I'm going to pass the ball in, and I'm going to step right here, you know, 2 feet in front of him, and I'm going to shoot the game winner right over you." Sure as shit, he passed it in, got it back, boop, and made it.
I think.
And the guy just stared at him.
As a whole, all the old heads that have already retired and whatnot, are definitely way more arrogant than this generation of the NBA.
Well, yes, but that's also because social media, too. If you didn't have social media today, who knows? Because they're not going to be getting criticized. You know, just imagine if...
Jordan still got a lot of media scrutiny.
Yeah. Well, just imagine if Shaquille O'Neal or Charles Barkley had Twitter back in the day. Can you imagine?
Sir Charles would be running his fucking mouth all day no matter what.
Charles Barkley would probably get suspended half the games for shit he says to the fans.
Probably. I think the only player today that is even remotely as arrogant as the old heads is Russ.
Yeah, he has the
and it's nowhere near as bad, but
he plays with the fire they used to. He has a motor. I would even say Lance Stephenson as well, though.
Okay.
He's pretty high up on that list.
All right. So, moving on to baseball. I know Pickle's got...
I got a couple things.
Things besides, he's dying to talk about.
Besides my Cardinals losing 4-1 against...
and the Royals getting their asses
Twins,
handed
and
to
then,
them.
I mean, the Royals only lost 2-1.
It doesn't fucking matter.
We suck.
We do suck.
But, let's see here. What was his name?
Robinson Cano?
Yeah, Robinson
Cano. Cano.
Yeah, he got a 80-game suspension without pay for using a masking drug called...
With PEDs, right?
You're right. It was called diuretic furosemide.
Nice.
Diuretic furosemide, which that's a masking that will mask like a performance enhancers. So he tested positive for that. So he got 80 games of suspension without pay. So I mean, that's got
half your fucking salary, my man.
It is. That's for real. I mean,
literally
half the games.
Half the games.
Like
half your salary.
I think 84 games is half the season. So I mean,
well. He plays for the Mariners, though, so...
Mariners, yeah.
Who gives a shit? It
doesn't really matter.
Well, I mean, they're one of the, they're a projected team for the MLB this year, but...
Yeah, but they also suck ass.
I mean, they're right there with the Reds for me, to be honest.
Yeah, fuck the Reds.
I really... Well, okay, I wouldn't say right there with the Reds, because I cannot stand the Reds. But,
we know.
I fucking...
How do you think the Yankees are going to do this year?
I mean, the Yankees, they're obviously good with Stanton and Judge in the outfield, and Judge being their prime hitter. You know, I see them making it all the way to the playoffs and pretty far in the playoffs. But I don't see them going to the World Series, to be honest.
Who do you think's going to go?
I honestly think it's going to be the Mariners and probably Houston again, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, Houston's looking good.
Yeah. Maybe the Red Sox over the Mariners, but I mean, they're both doing pretty good, the Mariners and the Red Sox. I mean, Red Sox are first right now. In the MLB. But, yeah, I see the Mariners taking out the Red Sox and Houston just blowing out the Yankees and everyone, so.
Well, how do you, how does the Royals equate into this? You don't think that they'll upset,
No.
That's coming from a Royals fan.
Just no. You know, and we were talking about this earlier. The Royals, like I've been saying all season, it's all about our pitching. Because Alex Gordon, who hasn't been able to hit a baseball since 2015, is batting over 300.
He must have got contacts.
Yeah, I guess. The old man can fucking see again, okay? He finally got it figured out.
Well, you know, in his contract, he actually has it to where they wanted to send them down to, I think, AAA or something like that because earlier this year because he was hitting so bad. In his contract, they can't send him down unless he says so.
Well, lucky fucking him.
All right.
It's either that or take gone. A fucking retirement, my man.
But Harvey.
It's been... It's all the fucking pitching. Our bullpen was completely stripped throughout the fucking offseason. And the guys that we have that are good are not great. They are good and just that. They may have a great game or two out of the week, out of the rotation, whatever, but they are not great pitchers in general.
Right.
And it started to look like they were getting better. And then you go out, like, we won the first game against the Orioles 15-7. And then lost,
11-2.
No, that was against,
It was
Cincinnati.
No, it was 10.
No, we lost, like, 5-3. Mm-hmm. And the then third one was really bad. Lost the third, I forget what the third one was. And then we go out and beat, was it, I think it was Cincinnati, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And we beat them 10-9, then lose 6-11, then lose 2-11. And Tyler,
I think we just lost today again too. Actually,
yeah, I know. Two to one again. Yeah, again. But Pickle knows that Ned Yost refuses to pull a pitcher, no matter how terrible they're doing.
I call him a gambler.
And I get that you can't strip your bullpen every day. Obviously, you can't pull your guy out in the third inning and end up going through five relievers in one game.
Call it to Baltimore.
Well. But at the same time, shouldn't we have at least two or three relievers that can be good throughout more than one or two innings? Because that's all we have.
Yeah.
Our relievers are great for one inning.
Well, my thing is, as far as the pitching goes, you don't want to use your bullpen because when you do get in the playoffs, you want to have them.
Yeah.
The problem is with the Royals, we're not getting to the playoffs. So, yeah, you don't want to injure their arms and, you know, take them out for the season or anything. But at the same time, you want to win as many games as possible.
All you got to do is work with one of those guys on their fucking stamina. Or go out and pick up a guy who's got it.
Yeah, and that's what they did back when we won the title. You know, who was it? Johnny Cueto, I think they got.
He was one of the starters for most of the season.
Yeah,
but I mean, before Herrera got the closer job, he would be great for two or three innings.
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
And I wish we still had Wade Davis. I mean, the baddest fucking closer I've ever seen in Kansas City. But it's just a nightmare. The Royals, you know, we won the World Series again after 30 years. It'll be another fucking 30 years before we go back. That's Royals baseball in a nutshell.
You want to know who the Yankees are actually trying to pick up right now?
Who?
The Yankees are trying to pick up outfielder Bryce Harper from the Nationals. They're trying to put Harper out there with Stanton and Judge in the outfield for the Yankees. And you know what? If Harper decides to cave in after he's been saying no to several offers, their outfield's going to be unstoppable. You're not going to be able to hit a ball in the outfield without it being caught or thrown in. It's going to be terrible.
Well, I was hearing, you know, because the Nationals are big around here. Yeah. And throughout the season, you know, I've been hearing a lot of talks that he's not focused on moving anywhere right now.
No, he's focused on winning games.
They're not thinking that he's going to return. If I was him, I would move. I would go to the Yankees in a heartbeat.
Yeah, he was
money. You can win a World Series, and you're probably going to get paid a lot more money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's saying in a press interview, he's like, he's a National forever. He did threaten at the beginning of the season, though, with his free agency that he was going to leave. But, you know, that I was with him saying that, and with such an all-star he is for the Nationals, that obviously sped up their decision to keep him or not. Which right. I don't know why you would get rid of your all-star to begin with or want to get rid of him. I mean, he brings in the money around there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you know that he's probably going to leave anyway.
But I mean,
I would trade him just to get something for him. If you know he's going to leave for a fact, which I don't think they do.
But I wouldn't want to leave if I was him anyways. Have you seen or read the standards to be on the Yankees? You have to live a certain way. You have to keep your hair a certain way. You have to have no facial hair whatsoever. No tattoos. Jesus. No piercings. They're trying to kind of keep it old school and pure.
It's a little fucking ridiculous.
But, I mean, Harper's not going to shave that beard. Come on now. That's a beautiful beard.
You could never play for the fucking Yankees. Hell, they're fuck Mr. No. Tats.
Fuck no, I wouldn't. But, it doesn't matter how much money they offer him. He's saying that he's just going to stay with the Nationals, though. He said he's more focused on winning games and playing ball, focusing on not who they're playing or where they're playing. It's just as long as he plays, to be honest.
Right, like, we'll see.
He wears number 24, no, yeah, no, 30, 43, 24. I don't fucking
doesn't matter.
Remember. But the only reason why he wears that number is because it equals up to 7. And that's his favorite player. That was his favorite player for the Yankees. I forget his name. But, yeah, he grew up as a Yankees fan in his younger days. So, I mean.
Wouldn't put it past him to try and chase it.
I mean,
he might go back on his word
and go to the Yankees. I don't know.
A lot of players, too, they do say that they're focused on winning and playing. But once the year is over and their contract expires, it's a whole different game at that point.
Yeah. So does anybody know how Eric Hosmer's doing for the Padres?
Last I checked.
Who gives a fuck how Eric Hosmer's doing for the Padres?
He's been doing pretty good for the Padres.
I don't give a fuck how Eric Hosmer's doing for the Padres. Fuck Eric Hosmer, okay? I did the old TJ. What's your name? It doesn't matter what your name is.
But, the San Francisco Giants, Madison Bumgarner, he's getting taken off the DL and getting put into rehab, which he's going down to the AAA team. I forget the name of their team, but it's down in Arizona. I want to say is where their AAA. No, their AAA is located in California. Spring training he broke his pinky in a dirt bike accident.
He totally looks like a dirt bike guy.
So he's going to be playing AAA probably for the rest of the season, because last season he only got in 111 innings pitching before he ended up hurting his shoulder and got pretty much taken out for the rest of the season. I think that he returned for like 2 games.
Very short amount of innings.
It is a very short amount.
Out of 160 games, 9 innings in each.
Yeah.
That's like a tenth.
Yes.
He still plays for the Giants, right?
Yeah, he's still a Giant. Well, not for long. He's going to their AAA.
Well, yeah, but I mean, yeah. That pretty much, you know, again, I love to see anything that ruins the Enchiladas team.
You know, the only thing I liked about Bumgarner was that he was a left-hand submarine pitcher.
Yeah, I got kind of tired of hearing about it when we played him in the World Series, okay?
Yeah, I know you did. But, god damn, you know how hard it is to throw like that?
Yes.
Like, you have to admire that.
No.
Oh, you have to.
No.
You don't admire it because you're not a freaking baseball person, but if you were,
I would admire it if it was anyone else.
You only
because he's in the World Series. Clayton Kershaw, dude. I haven't heard about him in a while.
Who?
Clayton Kershaw.
For the Dodgers?
Yes.
Yeah, apparently he hasn't been doing too well. Yeah, I mean, ever since they picked up, I forget what the fuck his name is. But they picked up this new guy. He's just been ripping it up. I mean, the Dodgers, they aren't doing too well. Like, this season anyways. I'm guessing that the World Series, you know, got stuck in their fucking head. But, yeah, they've been doing pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they have Verlander and everything, but they just haven't been doing too well.
So, I'm done talking about the MLB because all I think about is how shitty the Royals are doing right now. Nothing really new going on in the NFL. We were discussing earlier that Dez still hasn't found a team. And you said, it doesn't even look like he's gotten the minimum for veterans or what?
Yeah, I've heard that no one even wants to give him that, which I don't understand why. He's not explosive in what he used to be, but at the same time, why not give him a chance at the veteran minimum?
Yeah.
He's better than most of them out there.
And it's not like he's, like, fucking, you know, Tom Brady's age either. He's not, he's what, like, is he even 30 yet?
I don't think so. Well, you gotta look, too. When Tony Romo was there, Romo would throw it down the field to him more. Now, granted, he doesn't get down the field like he used to, but...
He's still got the hands.
Prescott throws it short, kind of like Alex Smith more so.
Yeah. Oh, God, we can't talk about Alex Smith right now. I'm still pissed.
He go to Redskins?
Yes.
I can't remember where he went.
Yeah, Washington.
Yeah, that's all I've been hearing about the past couple months.
If the Chiefs do shitty this year, which I think they probably will.
Is your new quarterback Muhammad or something like that?
What? It's Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes, that's what it is.
If the Chiefs end up doing shitty, like most Kansas City fans think that they will, I really hope Washington wins the fucking Super Bowl. That would be awesome. So we could all go, like, just tell Clark Hunt to go fuck himself.
Well, I will tell you, Washington, they used to have DeSean Jackson. They had Pierre Garçon for a while.
Yeah.
I think last year, they got rid of both of them last year. They got Terrell Pryor. I don't know if he's still with them or not. But really, Kirk Cousins would try to throw it deep a lot, I noticed. Because, that's the team around here.
Yeah.
He tried to throw it deep. Well, he doesn't have anyone to throw it to. So Alex Smith comes in. Alex, we all know he's a game manager. But that's really what Washington needs right now because they don't have the offensive weapons.
Yeah.
He just needs to inherit the old Aaron Rodgers moonshots.
Oh, God, no. Don't say that too loudly or Nandan will hear you.
Come right down here.
He'll have a boner. All right.
Kansas City, I think you're onto something. I think that Mahomes, he's going to have his moments where it's like, holy shit, this guy is going to be really good. And then he's going to have his moments where it's like, what the fuck are you doing? I think that we're going to struggle. I think if we're lucky enough to get in the playoffs, though, I think we'll be the dark horse. Because in the regular season, we're going to struggle, obviously. But yeah. In the playoffs, where it's about matchups, I don't know how you're going to stop us. Because you can't play man-to-man defense on Kansas City. Because
no.
We're just too explosive now.
And a lot of people think that our defense is going to be the biggest problem. No, it's not.
I think our defense got better.
We've signed so many guys, and we still have great leaders. If Eric Berry is healthy all year, which it doesn't even matter if he's healthy. Like, yes, we prefer him to be playing, but he's still a great leader on the sideline. You got Eric Berry. You got Justin Houston to be leaders for these younger guys to follow. You got, one or two guys coming in fresh on the D-line.
Right.
Fresh cornerbacks. One of them was the best cornerback in the fucking league. Huh?
We got the middle linebacker to replace DJ, which he doesn't have the wisdom DJ had, but
no.
He moves so much quicker.
Yeah, well, the young guys obviously aren't going to have the wisdom that the guy that's been in the league for 12 years has, but...
Right.
All right,
That's going to help us on our run defense, though.
We're running short on time here, so we got to move on to story time. Do you want to stick around and hear it live, or do you want to go ahead and sign off?
I'll go ahead and hear it live.
All right. Pickle.
We're going to tell a story about when I got raped.
How I saved you from getting raped.
It was almost penetration. It was almost a full rape there.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Let me tell you. There's this one fat bitch that was up in my apartment.
Immediately going to get offensive.
The reason why I even hung out with this girl to begin with is because, one, I got lonely because you always worked. And two...
Hey, I worked a job where I didn't make any money. I apologize.
And two... I found out that, you know, she was a hookah avid, as I am.
Well, I think, like, just hanging out with her and her friends that she had around us, like, I thought they were really cool to hang out with.
They were really cool to hang out with, but me and her alone were not really cool to hang out with. Apparently she wanted more, and I just wanted a smoke buddy while you were at work.
She wanted,
usually whenever you finally showed up, I was like, okay, ladies leave.
Hold on. What did you say?
She just wanted to feel around on a slick pickle.
Yeah, she did.
She wanted to take a ride on a slick pickle.
The slickest pickle.
But, anyways. We were smoking. We were just hanging out, chilling, you know. We weren't even drinking. There was no alcohol involved. I think maybe a Pepsi was involved. That's it.
Mountain Dew Baja Blast.
Something was involved. Something like that. It was nothing alcohol. So, you know, at the time, I had, like, four hookahs sitting around the house. So, you know, I gave her her own. I had my own. I was a gentleman, and I packed her bowl for her, you know, trying to be nice, you know, being the host and all.
So what, you're saying because she's a woman, she couldn't pack her bowl for herself?
Shut the fuck up. I'm about to kick her in the teeth.
Hey, he used to pack my bowl for me.
I did. Well, that's because, no offense, bud, we love you, but you're not exactly the most coordinated of people. We don't want you to drop a bowl.
We saw your first bowl you packed and your 25th bowl that you packed. Yeah, it didn't really change.
Yeah.
But anyways, did all that for her, being a good host and all. And we're just hanging out there, listening to music, smoking, talking. And then I go to the bathroom, I come back. She was acting a little funny whenever I was just trying to talk to her, and then I'm like sitting there playing on my phone texting you, I think, probably. I don't fucking know. I didn't really have friends.
Yeah, because I was about to get off work. You were starting to get scared at that point.
Yeah, I was getting a little worried. I was like, this bitch is about to go psycho or something. But while I'm texting on my phone or doing whatever I was doing, I just get thrown back onto the fucking bed. Like, I just get, like, pummeled. like a Miley Cyrus on a wrecking ball.
Oh, no, no, no.
Just plowed. Like, it all happened so fast. Like, I was wearing my basketball shorts because that's all I wore during the summertime. And those just, you know, slid right the fuck off. You know? And when those went, you know, the boxer briefs, those went with it. And next thing I have, no, she's like over here, like chowing down like it's fucking corn on the cob. And I was like, okay, I'm not liking this at all. I'm obviously not getting, you know, a stiffy. So I'm sitting, like, trying to, like, push her away. She's so aggressive, and she weighed so much. I was a little dude, all right? I haven't been in the weight room in years, like 3 years. I haven't been in the weight room. So, you know, I'm, like, over here, like, barely being able to push up, like, 25 pounds. And that was, like, her right arm or something. Fuck. But I'm trying to get her off me. She's, like, kissing all over me and shit. You know, rips off my shirt and, like, is, like, sucking on my titties and stuff. I don't know. And, like, she rips her pants off and smells like the fucking Pacific Ocean.
Oh, salty.
Well, yeah, she's fat, so she has a lot of wash. And she obviously didn't wash. There's a lot of sweat, too.
Okay.
So, you know, there's, like, fucking the waves going over across me. I'm over here suffocating.
What'd you say?
I was just asking if he ate some seafood that day, then.
Not me. Not me. I could barely afford the food at the place I worked at.
Waves crashing over me.
That's what it felt like. Like if waves weighed, like, 30 pounds apiece, yeah. That's
I think they weigh more than that, bud.
Yeah, I'm going to try to be nice here. But, she is just, like, naked on top of my naked body, all right? So, I didn't know whose skin was who or whose arm was what. I wasn't sure if that was my penis or her titty. So, anyways, where I'm getting at is that she was trying to, like wiggle her way inside of me. Which I don't even think that she knew where her own vagina was.
God, this is wrong. This is so bad.
I'm just telling the story, man, how it went down. So, I'm sitting there struggling, and she is trying to just get it in, right? I don't even think she cared if it was, you know, the poop shoot or the vag shoot. But, she had me pinned down like I was really into this. It's like she thought I was like into this, me being dominated. Like usually I'm the dominant one, all right? I'm never the submissive ever. I'm terrible at
being. You were that day.
Forcefully. I was forcefully submissive that day. But it was like right after she almost got inside, got me inside of her.
Got inside of me, inside of her. Who knows?
I don't know at this point. Turn that fat into a penis. We hear a knocking at the door. I'm like, well, because like in the meantime, like over here texting, like check for my life whenever you know she's not looking, you know, because she was like a tint of skin over me. So I was like texting Maddie over here. I was like, help me, please. I'm begging you. Like, these are repeated one after another. No chance for a response.
Like, I'm finishing up. And mind you, this is like 11:30 at night, okay?
I can just imagine his phone dinging away.
I'm trying to get all my shit done, and he's just blowing up my phone. I'm telling him, like, dude, I can't fucking get done if you won't leave me the fuck alone.
I don't care. You should have quit your job. You should have quit right then and there. Like, I have an emergency right now. This dude's about to die. So I'm, okay, so I am suffocating, too. Like, that's not even a lie. I was suffocating. Like, I needed an inhaler or something. I was dying. But anyways, I'm almost inside of her. Not by choice. Let me stretch that. I was not trying to get inside of her, nor did I ever want to. So I was almost inside of her, and I hear banging at the door. Like, it's just really, like, hard banging. Like, the FBI is at my door. And she, like, hops off me and pops her pants on and, like, half gets her shirt, like, turned on the wrong way and shit. And he, like, pops in. I didn't fucking care if, like, I had clothes on or not. I had a fucking blanket over me. He pops in to save the day. She gets embarrassed. She leaves. And I sit there and I cry like a baby back bitch. I was so scared and terrified. I was not ready to hop back in the game.
You didn't have a condom on either, did you?
No, I didn't. So that would have ended really badly.
That would have been bad if you had little Tyler babies. Pickle babies.
You know, for the longest time, I thought that I couldn't have babies because, you know, I'd raw dog so many girls and just, you know.
Oh, my God.
That's
like,
what I thought.
And I would, like, you know, spray my love nectar up inside of
Or,
you know, just because I never like to, like, go get a towel or anything because I'm not that nice. Until, you know, like, last year when I'm like, oh, I guess this stuff's actually active still. So,
I thought the same thing until, you know, a week before Christmas.
Which, you know,
you motherfucker!
But, I mean,
Merry Christmas to you, bitch!
So, yeah, I mean, at the time, I wasn't too worried about it, but now thinking back, like, oh shit, I actually could have had kids. Like, no, I've never been, ooh, I've never been
so much
child support.
You probably do have kids with the amount of women you slept with.
The world doesn't even know that. But,
that's a story for another time.
Story for your fucking time.
We could talk about that next time.
We could, we might, I don't know.
Okay.
But anyways, moral of the story. Always bring a third wheel. Unless you're in a relationship with the girl that you want to bang.
Hey, you're in a relationship, and half the time you guys went out on dates while she was here, you'd have me third wheel with you anyway. I mean, you know, you had to have me drive, but I'm not a fucking chauffeur. If you're going to go see a movie, I'm going to go see a fucking movie, too. I'll just sit a couple rows back.
No, we enjoyed having you with us. We never excluded you, either.
Like the last time. Like, the first time, Brooke was pissed about it, but...
It wasn't like...
You were like, I don't have a fucking car.
It wasn't like... We were trying to exclude you, like the traditional third wheeler, but you know, we always try to include you and make you feel like you're, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like we were trying to get down and dirty like she was.
Whenever you, me, and my girl go out, like, she is definitely the third wheel.
Yes.
But,
well, Dick's the third wheel,
like,
too. Whenever
that's like
you
me
go
and
out.
Bree.
But,
me and Bree,
anyways.
Like you guys going out with us.
Anyways, TJ. We're going to have to let you go here. We're about to end the
well,
cast.
Well, we can end the cast and we can still talk to you for a minute here. That's fine.
But
yeah, we're out of time here.
Alrighty.
You want to sign us off?
Yeah, okay, guys. This has been episode 3. We'll see you next time. We're going to try, I don't know, for tomorrow night or the next night. Who fucking knows? We don't have a tight schedule on this shit. Just fucking tune in. And again, if you don't like it, you know, cool. Have your own opinion, but also, fuck you. Eat a dick. Okay?
Eat my
you better
dick.
Like it.
Eat my dick,
like
eat
our
my
fucking
ass.
Shit. Subscribe and share it, okay?
You know what happens if you don't eat my dick and you don't eat my ass? That means you're not lit, which means you're not shit.
Okay, say it one more time for him.
If you ain't lit, you ain't shit.
Truth, bitches, we out.